CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. This is the on-demand.
On-demand, the puddle, the
padoodles. Easy. Gotta make it gotta make it quick, though, because I've got two people on Tinder to write back to this morning.
Oh, look at you, Adam.
Brody and Melanie.
Oh, no.
Gotta remember if they're going to be the
that's
wife.
That's embarrassing.
All I know
for
is
you.
Their last name's going to be Davison soon.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Without the D, Davison.
Don't say without the D. You can't say that.
Your last name doesn't have a D in it.
Yeah,
do
sure.
You know my friend?
Sure, that's what you meant.
My friends, Gemma and her husband, are a Davison without the D as well. And they're so proud that you share their last name with them.
With correct
Jono
spelling.
Jono wants to hang out with you all the time. I actually saw them yesterday and they're like, where's Adam? I was like, I don't hang out with him 24-7. Just like 23-7 or something.
23-7, that's right. What was that? Do you remember it? I remember today's show a bit better than yesterday's. Yesterday's was a fog. For me, fog,
yeah,
a fluey
to do
fog.
A recap and then just talked about other things. Anyway, recap from today. I've got a new outfit on. I'm pretty excited about it. That wasn't on the show, but I'm really excited about it and I wanted to share it with you. We hashtag to, influencer.
Talking about the Devonport Christmas fun run, a Christmas cleanup. On the beach.
Well, it's not a Christmas glam up. It's the Sea Shepherd one.
Yeah, and it's
their merchandise is so cool as well.
It's not bad, is it?
You can get it at the markets on Fridays at Providor. The Sea Shepherd team have a stool there. I can't wait to splash the cash.
Have a what there?
Stool. Why are you laughing?
They have a stool there, do they? Like just a little stool.
No, like a stool, like a marquee and stuff.
Marquee and a stool to sit on.
Is that, what do you call them?
A stole.
Yeah, same thing.
Do you know that tall timbers have a stool?
Tall timbers?
Yeah, they've got a stool.
Yeah, tall timbers have a stool. I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyways.
Whatever, I said it correctly.
Yeah, of course you did. Of course. Anyway, enjoyed today's show. We'll see you at the other end.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Go, Adam.
Go, Ari. How
go
you going?
Go the coast. Good morning.
Oh, I'm feeling a lot better today, I tell you that.
By the way, if you're in Devonport, tomorrow's a public holiday, winning, which means today...
It's Prize Giving Thursday.
Well, I mean, it's Prize Giving Thursday anyway because of that reason. But today is your Friday.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. And if you're in Burnie, well, fortunately, it's just Thursday.
No, but get a load of this. Check this out. Yeah, you ready?
Prize Giving Thursday.
Perfect, see?
Yeah, we have got it down pat. Love it.
There we go.
We've also got our Christmas stuff dinner tonight, everyone. Get excited.
Yeah. So it's free, right? It's all on the company card.
Yes, it is all on the company card. I'll take two pizzas for entree.
And drinks are free too?
No, you get like a drink voucher.
See, that's how they get you.
Because it's responsible drinking. Yeah. So, yeah, you get a drink voucher, but that drink voucher is, you know, you still get a free drink.
Yeah, that's all right.
But the food, like, you just go for gold. Look at the most expensive thing on the menu. Get it for entree. Get something for main.
Entree,
get,
pizza, pizza mains.
And now pizza
for dessert.
I just want to let you know, pizza's great to get because you can get it in a takeaway box you don't finish it, and then you have it for lunch tomorrow. Trust me. I've done this dinner a couple times.
Plus, I've already... you're definitely prepared. I've already got some leftover pizza too because I was sick yesterday. And
yeah, how you feeling?
I just got it delivered and drank heaps of lemonade. Yeah,
yeah,
a lot
I
better
gave
today.
You a little can of lemonade this morning. You're frothing.
Thank you, yeah. And you did lots of work yesterday for me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I was slipping in and out of consciousness in bed yesterday.
Honestly.
Because I got my second dose. I don't know anyone that's had the second dose of the Moderna, so... Maybe that's the Moderna hits you hard, sort of like
yeah,
the AstraZeneca.
Yeah, but you look much better today. Like yesterday, I'm not going to lie, but you looked pretty bad.
Yeah. Felt bad.
Anyway, new day, new
here
you. You know that what that means, ads.
Yeah, I do.
Pick
card.
A card.
All right, what's
pick
our inspiration card?
Inspo for the day. Or the hour.
This one feels great.
That one feels great. What is it?
Be kind.
Be kind. There you go. That was me to you yesterday. Dad Davison would be so proud of me.
You were quite kind.
Looked
just
after
there,
his man. Hashtag work wife reporting for Judy.
Are you going to pick a card?
I'm signing off that Judy today.
Yeah, you're going to be mean today.
Yep.
Instead, to make up for it.
Yep, you know, got to keep you on your toes, mate. Don't want you slacking off at work.
You're going to pick a card or we're just going to play?
Yeah, I'm picking a card. Okay. Hang on. Okay, here it is. Love yourself.
Oh.
Bless. Happy Thursday.
Speaking of such, this song's called This Love. So.
Maroon 5, what a banger.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
All right, Ari. I can't believe that no one thought about this sooner. You know a McFlurry.
I love a McFlurry.
And, you know, McDonald's tries to be a little bit more Australian when they're in Australia. They call themselves Maccas and stuff, which is an exclusively Australian nickname.
Does no one else call Maccas Maccas?
No, it's an Australian thing to call it. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, player.
Oh, my God, didn't know that.
But, yeah, they've got the McFlurry, they've got the Oreos, McFlurry. Oreos.
Oh, my favourite.
Oreos very American, but, yeah, Oreos are great. Mm. But Tim Tams. Tim Tam McFlurry.
I know, I saw that yesterday and I was drooling.
What a genius idea. How did no one think of it already?
I don't know, but yum.
Plus, you know, a little more Australian.
Would you still mix it with something else? Because I'm not going to lie, when I get a McFlurry.
Do you get some kind of hybrid Frankenstein McFlurry?
Yeah, I come out and get an Oreo McFlurry with M&Ms and maybe some caramel sauce. I just go all out.
And do they give you a look?
Because my theory, they're kind of used to it. My theory is if the more toppings I have, the less ice cream I've got.
Yeah.
Because I shouldn't really have the ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
But it's delicious. It's like getting Cold Rock, but from Macca's.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't do that. I would just get them Tim Tam McFlurry, you know. I don't want to put them out, you know what I mean? I don't want to bother them, you know what I mean?
What do you mean? It's upselling, mate. Think of the ka-ching.
Yeah, but it's also, you know, you can't mix, you know, it's a mix of different flavours. What about the palate? You know what I mean? It's, you know, the chef is...
Well, that's what I mean. I don't think Tim Tams you would need to mix, but I don't know, you're cool.
Ari, what about respect for the chef? The chef had designed this perfectly for the flavours, the perfect chemicals in there. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, but people change the menu all the time.
Yeah. Respect for the chef. I'd leave it with just the Tim Tams, I think. But
You'd have to try one with just the Tim Tams, and then just for good luck, try one with, like, extra bits.
But it's too much.
Or get extra Tim Tam.
You know, I want to be able to really savour the flavour of the M&Ms, all the Tim Tams, separate, you know, in a separate McFlurry.
Oh, this is honestly, sometimes I'm like, why are we friends?
I just believe what's right is right.
Yeah, you know? Okay.
It's morally right. There he is, Justin Bieber on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We're going to see him in a year.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I just got ads to show me his dance moves of how he's going to react while we're at Justin Bieber. On point, ads do agree, but we're going to have to do karaoke nights to get ready so that you know all the words and so that I know all
you
the
don't
words.
Even know.
I
know. You're the
but
fan.
But we've got 12 months. 12 months to learn. It's going to be so much fun, honestly. Can't wait. Another topic that we need to discuss, Adam.
Yeah, mate.
Obviously, Christmas is coming up.
Mm.
It's around the corner. It's happening very soon. Do you have a limit with your family? Because you're the eldest of six.
Yeah.
Our do you have a spend limit with your family? Because how do you buy everyone presents?
Well, me and my siblings' limit is $0.
Yeah, okay. So you just don't get anything.
There's too many. Six.
Yeah, there's too many. I know what you mean. I'm one of six at my dad's house, and it's just like... It's overwhelming with how many presents you need to buy, so I just do no one.
Yeah, it's just you make a pact. Let's not get each other anything, and then it's way less stressful for all of us.
Yeah.
That's the greatest gift of all.
The
no
gift
stress.
Is spending time together.
Yeah, if you like. But, I tend to not, discuss, like, a spending limit. Because, plus, you can't trust people. It's like, oh, we're only going to spend $20. But then you know people are going to go and spend $50 just to be, you know... Real nice,
to
or whatever.
To be honest, that is me.
Yeah, see?
Now I would do that, but only because I like buying presents. And if that present really suits that person, and it's a little bit more, it's like, oh, I'm just going to spend a little bit more.
So do you have a spending limit with your loved ones?
The limit does not exist. Like, you do you, boo. It's like but the thought behind it needs to be impactful. So it's not just like, oh, here's a gift voucher or, you know, here's this or that. It's like, I got you this because of this.
Yeah. What if it's like something that someone's made for you? Like if
that's even better.
Like if Dylan built you the Taj Mahal or something.
Oh, my God, if he did that, that would be amazing. One, don't know where he's going to put it.
Yeah.
In Tassie.
Maybe Taj Mahal.
I'll be selling tickets. You can come do a walkthrough.
Hey, just throwing the idea out there, Dylan. You don't have to do that, but you really should.
Now, the more thought and effort that goes into a present, I think the more powerful it is. I don't think that you need to spend lots of money to make a really good present, but the thought behind it needs to be pretty good.
Mm.
Like the thought behind your present for Christmas this year.
From who? You?
From me. Yeah.
What, you've got an idea.
You just wait.
Do you get?
You just wait.
See, what am I going
to
get?
I don't know. You're going to have to ask someone else.
I have to get you to help me with my gifts, and you can't help me with that one.
Nope. You'll get creative. I trust.
Oh, don't trust.
The
no, see, that's
makes
you're
going to learn someday.
No, that makes it even worse. Don't trust. Don't trust. Hit music. I'm feeling so much better today than yesterday, Aria. Did not feel good yesterday.
I'm so glad. You do look like you've got a little bit more life in you.
Yeah, a bit
which
more
is nice.
Perk in the step. I tell you what, if sorry, that was my
Siri is trying to talk to you.
I tell you what, if the COVID-19 virus feels anything like what I felt yesterday. The Chinese government know their way around chemical warfare, don't they? Mm. But it's time for Trivia Troll.
Trivia Troll.
It's time to troll that triv. Adam's going to ask you a trivia question. If you know the answer, give us a call. 1-300-655-922. It's all thanks to Seedhouse Tasmania as well as Jensen's Quality Metalworks. And you can also go in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. And we're giving it away today because it's Prize Giving Thursday today.
Yeah, Devonport public holiday tomorrow, so we can't be bothered doing a show tomorrow. Can't be bothered. We're lazy people.
Take a day off.
So the question today at 1-300-655-922 is which 90s film featured Keanu Reeves and an out of control bus? I think Sandra Bullock's also in it in one of her earlier roles. Sandra Bullock, I believe. Maybe even her first role. Could be, but very early on. But which 90s movie featured Keanu Reeves and an out-of-control bus?
Trivia Troll.
1-300-655-922. Lynn from Stowport is on to answer the trivia question, which is which 90s film featured Keanu Reeves and an out-of-control bus?
Speed.
It was Speed. Good on you, Lynn. Homer Simpson, I think, he thinks it's called The Bus That Couldn't Slow Down. Listen to this clip.
I saw this in a movie about a bus that had to speed around the city, keeping its speed over 50. And if its speed dropped, it would explode. I think it was called The Bus That Couldn't Slow Down.
No, it was called Speed. He should have asked you, Lynn.
I should have.
Yeah. Congratulations, Lynn. You're in the draw to win that $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. And it's all thanks to Jensen's Quality Metalworks and Seedhouse Tasmania. Stay there and we'll grab your deets.
That Beyonce not going to put up with your S, boy.
No.
She could have another you in a minute.
Mm.
Player. Here's history.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Every time.
Can you believe it? Today is the 25th.
25th. Can you believe it, Ari?
Of November. No, I can't.
What's the other catchphrase? Let's have a look at it.
Oh, yep.
1-300-655-922. Anyway, on this day, 25th of November, can you believe it? Let's have a look at it. In 1952, Agatha Christie, do you know her?
Nope.
I've got one of her books. Murder on the Nile or something it's called. But her play, The Mousetrap, opened in London on this day in 1952. Right? All right, you with me so far?
Okay.
It's pretty simple, right?
Mousetrap,
a play called The Mousetrap opened in London.
Yeah, 1952.
That's it. That's all so far that I've said.
Yeah, okay, go on.
You with me?
Yeah, continue.
Now, listen, it ran continuously up until the COVID-19 pandemic last year, four stage performances of it to be discontinued. So it ran from 1952 in London until then. So it's the longest initial run of any play in history.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Is it the same group or is it different people in it?
No, I imagine it's different.
I'm just kidding.
Were you kidding, though?
Oh, that was funny.
Were you kidding?
I tried to get you with that one.
Okay. On this day in 1984, Band Aid recorded Do They Know It's Christmas? It's like a charity single. You know that one? think Bob Geldof, one of his, I think his gang, he got a gang together to record it.
Cute. No, I don't know it. I know Justin's Bieber's Christmas songs.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. He's got them, and Pearl Jam have theirs too, don't worry. Okay. Pearl Jam have Christmas songs. On this day in 2001, The Wiggles, right? You know them.
Yeah.
They became the first Australian group ever to appear in America's famous Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York. The first ever Australian group was The Wiggles in 2001. Do you want to clip?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me, though.
Happy Thanksgiving and welcome back, folks. While we count down the minutes until Santa's arrival, the riot meter's running on Broadway as our Daffy drivers, Drivers at Dropout, gives a lift to The Wiggles, four guys from Down Under whose video, music, and TV shows are a big hit with preschoolers.
Gotta love The Wiggles.
You do gotta love The Wiggles. True.
Everyone loves The Wiggles.
Yeah. That's right. On this day in 2014, cricketer Phil Hughes was struck in the neck by a cricket ball, which he died. He died from 2 years later. 2 days later, sorry. Not 2 years. Do you remember that?
No.
You don't remember? Not. That was huge news. Yeah, but it was cricket. Huge news.
What year did that happen?
2014.
Yeah, definitely didn't care about cricket at that time.
But it was in the news.
I don't watch the news. He got hit
by a cricket ball and died. It doesn't happen very often.
The news makes me sad.
Yeah,
sad
fair
things
enough.
Happen in news.
Yeah, like Phil Hughes dying.
Yeah, yeah,
fair enough. But that happened in 2014. He got hit in the neck.
That would have been so painful.
Yeah, he passed out pretty quickly, but yeah, it would have been. It was bad. Ooh. Yeah, it was bad. He played for Australia every now and again, like he was in and out of the team, but he was playing in the Shield, so it was a domestic game. So it was another Australian that bowled the ball. So he.
I'm going to be honest with you. That information just went right over my head.
Okay.
But is that today in history or you got more?
Oh, it was also 2016. Fidel Castro, the Cuban leader, died aged 90. Famous for his cigars and his communism, but his cigars too.
Okay.
Have you ever smoked a cigar?
No.
I have only like twice or something, but it's like. Accidentally forgot to not inhale. You're not meant to inhale them. And that leads to disaster.
Oh.
But they make your mouth feel pretty gross. But also, when someone else is smoking a cigar, it stinks. It's
they
so smelly.
They do it in movies all the time. Like all the, you know, rich peeps.
Yeah.
They have like a scotch and a cigar and they look pretty cool. But
yeah. Have you smelled a cigar?
No, I only see it on
they
TV.
They stink, player.
They stink. Not worth it.
No. Not even once. That's history.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning. I just want to say I've got a new outfit on today
and I'm vibing. Yeah.
I'm absolutely in froth town.
Froth town.
You know, if you're unmotivated, just get yourself some new gym clothes. I'm like, whoop, whoop.
Ari's been running around the studio pretending to be an Instagram influencer. Saying all these.
Not kidding. I was literally like, hey, I'm Instagram. Purchase these shoes here. Yeah, that was me. I'm not going to lie.
I'm a bit devastated for me mates. A couple of me mates were nominated for an ARIA award yesterday for best hard rock album. Mates in Ace, Ways in the Ghost. They're from down south Hobart. Yeah. They missed out. They didn't win.
See, this is where I'm like, how amazing that they were even nominated.
I was already excited, though, ages ago for them to be nominated because you find that out ages ago. But now the disappointment is from yesterday because they didn't win.
Yeah, but still,
yeah,
that's
good
okay.
On. Hey, I'm happy for them. Don't worry.
That's okay.
And I do have one mate.
I mean, it is sad, but, I mean, they were nominated. That's massive.
Plus, I do have one mate that already has an ARIA, a guy from Hamill and the Sniffers, so I don't need that to be mates with him anyway.
Exactly. I have no idea who you're talking about, by the way.
Yeah, we don't play them on here, but they're ARIA award-winning artists.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, he doesn't talk to me now that he's won an ARIA, but he used to be my friend.
He's been pushed to the side.
Plus, he, you know, moved out of Tassie and... No, I'm sure he'd talk to me if I ran into him.
Are you sure, though?
No, I'm not.
No.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Don't forget, this week is your last chance to shop to win... 10K or an item from Santa's sleigh.
Make this Christmas the best Christmas ever with 10K or Santa's sleigh, where someone will win $10,000.
Hands up, Vera, one and all.
I've still been trying to work out how they're saying that.
It's reversed in on
yeah,
a computer.
Yeah, I know, but
computer.
I want to repeat it, but I just can't get it.
Sensofira.
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 No, I'd just rather say Christmas.
Sensofira. See, I take that from the show today and reverse it in the computer, see if I've got it right.
Oh my God, can you actually?
Yeah. we'll figure that out off the
anyway,
air.
You have until this Sunday to shop locally for your chance to win $10,000 cash money or a prize from Santa Sleigh. I mean, the 10K is going to be on Santa Sleigh as well. Who knows what you're going to pick, honestly. I'm so excited to watch you open your presents.
Yeah, 50 of you are going to be opening 50. Them. That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people.
One of them has 10K. The other 49 still have amazing prizes. Mm-hmm. For the full list of businesses to be shopping at, go to cfmtaz.com.au and hit 10K or Santa Sleigh.
Hit music. Music.
Right, let's get to the bottom of this. We were just discussing this. Just that bit at the start, it's Merry Christmas backwards. So I reversed that actual bit, if you want to hear that, right?
Yeah, ready? I would like to hear it.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, it's Merry Christmas.
What did you think it was?
I don't know, to be honest. I thought it was just Christmas.
So I tried to say it just in the last break. So I've actually taken that break, the bit that I said it, and I've reversed that, and we haven't listened to that yet. See how close I got it. Ready?
Harry Postness.
Hey, I got it sort of close. That was me saying it. Mari.
Harry Postness.
Was that actually you?
That was me in that break.
That's pretty close.
Sensor Fira is what I said, and it turned into
Harry Postness.
Wow.
There you go, huh?
Anyway.
Not too shabby. Not too shabby.
Okay, Adam. Happy Thursday.
C-F-F.
This is Dog News. All right. It's a sad one today, Ari. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
Well, hang on. Let me just get mentally prepared.
Okay. All right. You prepared? There yep. It is. That's the tone for being prepared. Okay. Hang on. Let me get prepared. All right, done. All right, U2 frontman Bono is grieving the loss of his beloved dog recently.
Yeah.
The dad of four, wife Ali, and their family are bereft at mixed wolfhound Jackson's passing. The rock star's daughter, Eve Hewson, who starred in Netflix's Behind Her Eyes. You ever seen that? You've got Netflix. You ever heard tell of this?
Yeah.
Show? You've seen it?
I can't remember.
Well, his daughter's in it, apparently, and her name's Eve. But she shared a couple of cute snaps of the dog and said, "Morning, our best bud, Jackson." A photo showing the dog licking her face was captioned, "Good night, sweet prince." Siblings, Jordan, who's 32, singer Elijah, who's 22, also shared posts about the loss of the family pet. Bono, 61, also has two German shepherds and a cat and his family mansion in Dublin. So that's today's dog news. It goes to show, you know, dogs love their owners even if your owner is Bono. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this one's for you. What was his dog's name?
I shouldn't laugh, but it's funny that you forgot.
I don't know if it says his dog's name.
Is
I know.
This Jack or something?
Jackson, that's it. Good work. This is for you, Jackson.
Song snag.
Let's do it, Ads. Let's take a look at it.
Go, Ari.
Go, Adam. Okay, we're going to play song snag. This is where we've snagged, as in badly scratched up a CD of a song that we love. We really want you to unsnag it. By doing that, all you need to do is call us 1-300-655-922. Tell us the name of the song and the artist. If you get it right, you'll go on the draw to win breakfast for two at Windows on with Stella. For a breakfast you'll look forward to every day, and you know I love my breakfast at Windows on with Stella because you get a little free bicky with your coffee. I froth. Anyway.
Froth town, is that what you said before?
Yeah, I'm in froth town today. I do apologise for my co-host over there who's not in froth town.
I am.
Are you?
Yeah, I just saw a thing on the TV there about South Park. There's a new special coming.
Ooh. Oh, it's in
love South Park. Ah, right in the middle.
We'll be
up to my knees in froth.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll be frothing even more if you can unsnag this song.
Great segue. Here's why. Do you know the song name and artist? If you do, 1-300-655-922, and we'll put you in the draw for that brekkie for two.
Song snag.
1-300-655-922. Sheena from Devonport is on to guess this song. What do you think it is, Sheena?
Happy by Pharrell Williams. Because I'm
Of course it is, Sheena. Are you happy?
Of course I am.
That's the way. Go, Sheena. We'll put you in the draw for Brekkie for two from Winners and Westella, and we'll draw it today as well because we're doing Prize Giving Thursday this week.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
No problem. Stay there and I'll get your deets.
Hit music. Music.
We've got Brian Lyons on the line, who's organising the Devonport Christmas Fun Run that's happening. Good morning, Brian, and can you give us all the details?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on this morning. So I've got the giant Devonport Christmas Fun Run happening on December 19th, and we have a few events. We have the Frankie J's 5K, the giant Devonport Mile, the Old Acre Street Dental Elite Mile, Everyday Delines Junior Mile, and the Bombshell Coffee Junior 800 Metre Dash. So we've got a few events there on offer.
So there's something really for everyone.
Absolutely, yep. Very, very inclusive event, and we just want people to come out and support this event. It's one for the whole family, and we encourage runners and walkers to dress up in Christmassy clothes or running gear as well.
Oh, that's great. Doing a fun run with a little Santa hat on or something. So do you have to register if you're taking part? Do you need to register?
Yes. So if you head over to the DevonportChristmasFunRun.com, you'll see a big enter now sign, and that'll take you to the registration portal.
Amazing. And is there a little bit of an event happening at the Providore area throughout that time as well for maybe spectators?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll have some face painting. There'll be some food on offer, some coffee, and then our sponsor Frankie J's will have some of his food and drinks as well. So it should be a big festival atmosphere, and we've got a few other things planned on the course, but I won't tell you too much about that just yet.
Some secret surprises on the course. Honestly, nothing sounds better at Christmas time. Everyone like dressed up in Christmas theme, coffee, food, face painting. What more could you really want? And to exercise.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The perfect environment.
Awesome. And that date again, sorry, Brian?
Yep, so the 19th of December, and the event starts at 2:30, so it's an afternoon event.
Oh, amazing. Perfect. Well, you'll probably see Adam and I there, to be honest. We do froth a Christmas outfit.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. I'd love to see that. And can I just say one more thing? For those guys who actually can't make the day, we have a virtual run as well, so the Troy Atkins virtual run. So you can do that and submit your results and we'll post your medal out.
Perfect.
Oh, and there's a medal. Oh, life made. Yeah, well, yeah. We did the Bernie 10, so I feel like this is definitely on the cards for us.
Yeah,
I'd love to see you there.
Plus, awesome. You know, a bit of exercise before you pack on the kilos over the holidays, you know?
Absolutely. It'd be a nice little prelude to having a big meal on Christmas Day.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Brian, for giving us all the details for the Devonport Christmas Fun Run. We can't wait to enjoy it, get dressed up, and have a good afternoon.
No worries, guys. Thank you so much for having me on.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Happy Thursday to you.
Prize Giving Thursday because it's a public hole in Dev tomorrow, so we're going to have that one off.
Yeah.
Do you reckon? Let's have it off.
I don't know.
You want to come in?
Well, no, we'll have it off. We've got to sleep in because we've got a Christmas dinner tonight.
Yeah.
Super stoked. I'm going to order absolutely everything from Valentino's.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for sure. I'm not going to eat lunch today.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I'm going to fast until dinner, so I'm going to eat
stock
all the
up.
Food. You need to wear...
I'm a company card player.
Yeah, splash the cash. You also need to wear loose clothing.
Yeah.
Very loose clothing.
Dress 90s.
Yeah, so you can fit more food in.
A big, baggy, oversized polar fleece, like the 90s.
I'm just probably going to rock Christmas pyjamas.
Yeah, pyjamas.
And go straight to bed.
Didn't you say you've got a friend down and they're going out and you were going to meet them after the staff dinner?
Yeah, I can still do that in pyjamas though.
Not if you go straight to bed.
Oh, come on, there's a few steps in between, whatever. Oh, lies, I know.
I just can't believe the deception, the lies. The thing that hurts the most is the lies, Ariel.
What is ever.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Run it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
They are loaded up and possibly low on fuel. Sorry about that, Ren.
Yeah, do you want some free stuff? Well, this is where you can get it and what free stuff they've got. Let's go to Renna. Renna, there are rumours going around that you're very low on fuel.
I cannot. I'm just about to text Ari. Then I saw her text message. Hey, do it in the station. I was like, oops. I'm already in oven oven.
I hope you make it back.
I know. Hopefully I'll make it back to the station.
Good luck.
Happy Thanksgiving Thursday. I am here at Harvey Norman, Devonport. Hashtag low and fuel. Today I have a pizza voucher, all thanks to the Hungary Delight. The Hungary Delight is packed with traditional and gourmet pizza, kebabs, fish and chips, meal deals, yum, sides, dine in or take away. On board today as well is the Cripps Williams Loaves. Cripps Williams Bread and Food Bank, helping Tasmanians in need. I also have your favorite Amazeballs thanks to Ashgrove and a $25 voucher from Faze Jewelers. I am here at Harvey Norman, Devonport. This is your Street Team Ren, powered by Harvey Norman, beating you free stuff.
Bidding us free stuff, but no fuel.
Go get the freebies and someone please take her a tin of diesel. All right. We're going to go to Takesha now. Takesha, how are your fuel levels?
Actually, funny you should say that, because when I got in the cruiser this morning, it was nearly on empty. So I was almost late to my cross because I had to fill up to get over here.
Oh, but you're full now.
I sure am.
Okay, just checking.
Full of fuel in the CFM cruiser. And you can find me outside the Wynyard IGA, where you can enter for our 10K or Santa's sleigh. On board, I've got fresh loaves of bread, thanks to Cripps Master Loaf. It is Williams Bread this morning. Cripps William Bread and Food Bank, helping Tasmanians in need. I've got magnets on board as well, and our CFM Friends and Benefits key tags. I've got stickers. I've got flavoured milk, thanks to Better Milk. And for a $1 donation, you can still get chocolates off me. The money going towards the Ronald McDonald Charities. So come and see me at the Wynyard IGA in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman Burnie Electrical.
No doubt you'll see Uncle George, Takesha.
I saw him the other day when I was in Wynyard. It was awesome.
He loves finding you in the CFM Cruiser.
Oh, bless his heart.
Word sandwich.
More.
It's time to play Word Sandwich. This is a game we like to play. We give you two words. You need to tell us the word that goes in the middle that joins the first two words together and the last two words together. What is it? Who knows? Hopefully you do. 1-300-655-9-double-do.
I do that sometimes as well. 1-300-655-9-double-do.
Oh, it's a two. Same. Give us a call.
1-300-655-9-double-2.
Okay, on that number, if you get it right, you will indeed go on the draw to win a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. You can head in and taste the difference.
See, the word machine is in position. I'm so tempted to answer the call before we've said it, just to, you know, stitch him up. But let's not. But soon.
That'd be so good.
One day I'll do it, because sometimes the phone rings before we've given the clue.
To be honest, it's probably Mysterious Mel giving us a word sandwich word to think? Use. Right. Maybe. Anyway, see ya.
What we got?
Your words for today are good and cookie.
Good and cookie.
Good cookie.
To be honest, good cookie sounds like some Nathan Whittle stuff.
Good and cookie.
What goes in the middle of good and cookie to make up the word sandwich? We're looking for good something, something cookie. What's the something?
What is the something?
Joins them all up. You know, don't you?
What is the something? No, just kidding. I created this one.
1-300-655-9-double-do, as we like to say around here.
Stop it.
Word sandwich.
1-300-655-9-double-do, as we like to say around here. We have Justin from Devonport on this. Thea is going to give you the words. Oh, hang on. Thea's going to give you the words now, Justin.
Your words for today are good and cookie.
What do you think might go in the middle, Just?
Main.
It's not.
No. Oh. Sorry about that, Justin.
Thanks for playing, Justin.
Happy Thursday.
Bye.
Grant from Somerset is on the line at 1-300-655-922.
These are the words.
Your words for today are good and cookie.
What are we thinking, Grant?
Fortune.
Yes.
The word for my sandwich is fortune. Good fortune. Fortune cookie.
He's done it.
He has done it. Congratulations, Grant. From Somerset, you are in the draw to win that savoury box from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. You might be able to head in and taste the difference if you're today's lucky winner.
Thank you.
You're no worries welcome. At all. Just hang there and I'll grab your dates. Kid music. Music.
CFM. All right. Yesterday, Ari caught up with Jane from Sea Shepherd. Here's the chat.
It's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. This Saturday, the 27th of November, Sea Shepherd and the Bass Strait Maritime Centre are asking the local community to join in and help clean up the Bluff coastline. We have Jane Lucas-Banks on the line. Jane is the coordinator in Tassie for Sea Shepherd. Jane, so excited to have you on air this morning. So how did you get involved with Sea Shepherd?
So I decided it was about time I actually did something as opposed to just signing petitions and attending a few rallies to protect the environment. So I had been following Sea Shepherd for a long time and I decided I would become a volunteer. We are very active volunteers at Sea Shepherd. We're actually expected to do, you know, two or three things every month. So we are quite active as volunteers.
That's awesome. So two to three events. So you are also organising an event this coming weekend in Devonport at the Bluff to do a clean-up. Can you please tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm the Joint Tasmanian Marine Debris Coordinator for Sea Shepherd in Tassie. So we organise a different clean-up at least once a month, maybe not over Christmas, but at least once a month somewhere in Tasmania. So for the last 3 years, or this will be the third one, we've run a Bluff Blitz at Coles Beach in Devonport near the surf club.
Yeah.
And this is our third one. So we work with the Bass Strait Maritime Centre for this one. So we keep statistics across these ones and they use them in the Maritime Centre and for the council in Devonport.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you've been doing, so the marine debris has been happening since 2016?
That's correct, yes.
So you've got some stats on what has been collected in Tassie. I'm scared to ask, but yeah, what is it?
So since 2016, we've collected we've had a couple more cleanups since this time, so over 170,000 pieces of rubbish in that time. And as I said, we only clean up once a month as a general rule, so that's a lot of rubbish. And we're not the only people cleaning up as well, so we're not the only group that does this kind of thing. I'll give you a couple of particular items. Cigarette butts, we're talking 26,000, probably wow, closer to 27,000 by now, which is just disgusting. And they are the big one, and actually in Devonport that is a big one as well. We pick up so many cigarette butts at Bluff in Devonport, which is unfortunate. A lot of soft plastics, like 27,000 pieces of plastic food wrap, you know, packet, chocolate wrappers, that kind of thing. And 23,000 pieces of just plastic film remnants from plastic bags and things like that. So, yeah.
That's huge.
Not good. Yeah.
And it has such an impact on our coastline and the animals.
Yes, it does.
It breaks my heart.
So I can give you a stat there, if you like. 100,000 marine animals are injured and killed each year through entanglement, suffocation and ingested plastics.
Wow.
And rubbish, which is just horrible. Yeah.
That's a huge amount. So for the cleanup this weekend, do we need to register online or can you just rock up on the day?
No, you don't need to register online. There is a Facebook page, but you don't need to register. We just ask you to come maybe about 10 to 11. The cleanup starts at 11 o'clock.
Yep.
We just give a safety brief. We'll give a bit of information about the Bluff Blitz and why we're continuing to clean up at the same place. And we ask people to bring gloves and wear closed shoes. There's a lot of broken glass as well. That's another big item that we find. And so we expect our the people to come along to have clothes shoes on.
Especially at a beach, which is so popular, especially for kids, not only is it impactful for, you know, the animals on the coastline and in the water, but dogs that get walked on the beach, children that play on the sand with, you know, glass shards and cigarette butts. You don't really want the kids, you know, building a sandcastle sitting in that.
That's very true, actually, yes.
Which is, yeah, just makes my stomach drop, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's not a good feeling. No.
It's really sad, the amount of rubbish that's out there. And whilst we keep cleaning it up, we keep picking it up, you know, my aim at each cleanup is to have nothing. To have no rubbish, you know, it would be awesome if we didn't pick anything up, and I certainly wouldn't be disappointed if we didn't pick anything up, but unfortunately we do continue to pick up a lot of rubbish.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, and I'll see you on Saturday.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you, Jane.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That it is. Good morning to ya.
Happy Thursday to you.
Prize giving Thursday as well, so we'll be announcing winners soon. Also, we've got a staff dinner tonight. Ari, you didn't have dinner last night or breakfast this morning. Is that because you want to get your value for money tonight at this staff dinner?
Well, I was going to have dinner last night, and then my partner went to the gym and dropped off groceries to his nan and all this sort of stuff, and then I was like, oh, I'm just going to sleep then. And forgot that I hadn't had dinner and woke up this morning and then started the show and now we're here and it's like, I'm so hungry.
Because you did say to me earlier as well, you were planning...
I'm not going
to
have lunch.
Yeah, you were skipping lunch because you can really fit it all in.
I'm
going
to have at least toast, some peanut butter on toast, and then not have anything until dinner. Would it be weird to rock up early? Like, rock up early to get, like, pre-entrees?
Nah, rock up early because then you can get a good seat.
Oh, yeah, always got to get a good seat.
Imagine being...
Where do you sit, though? You being more of an introvert.
Oh, how dare you.
Do you sit... You would sit on the end, wouldn't you? You'd pick an end seat. You wouldn't go straight for the middle of the table.
The end's sort of daunting, too, because you're sort of the head of the table then.
No, not the end. So let's say...
The corner.
There's no one on the end seat, like the actual end, like the head of the table, but there's either side... at the end of the table.
I don't really mind where in the table I'm sitting as long as I'm next to people that I know better, like people that work upstairs here or you.
Nothing
or
worse
Jerry, you know.
Than picking a seat and then other people sit down and you're like, pick the wrong spot. I hate that. It's like, damn it. All my friends are at that end of the table. Or I strategically plan it so that you're in a spot where you don't have to move to let other people in or out. Because being a little bit chunkier than others, I hate being like, excuse me. And then they move in and it's like, that's not far enough.
What about on
it's like, my bum's pretty big, mate. Can you, like, really push the chair in?
What about on an aeroplane, like, especially an international flight where people might need to get up to wee in the middle of the, I don't know if it's the night, but in the middle of the time when people are sleeping? You know, where do you sit then? Because I hate being the one that has to annoy people to get past them, but then I also don't want to be annoyed by people going
past me. I'm selfish.
Of course you are.
I take the window seat because I like to sleep, and it has to be the left side of the plane
and
because I sleep on my left.
And you don't mind waking people up to get through?
I won't be selfish like that. I'll wait until they are awake, and even if I don't need to go, if they're already up moving, I'll get up when they get up and go wee anyway. But if someone were to wake me up to go to the bathroom, I would be, like, furious.
But sometimes you have to go. What can you do?
I know, and you can't be mad at them either because it's like, I know you can't get through, but that's why you need to think about it and pick the window seat. Pick what works for you.
And if you're in the middle, it's just another reason why the middle of the plane sucks because you're the worst of both worlds. You have to wake the person up on the aisle and you get woken up by the person on the window. But great times.
Good times.
Once you land and the jet lag wears off. Great times.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We're done for the week, Ari. That'll do us.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's have a holiday tomorrow. But actually, before we go, why don't we give out some prizes for Prize Giving Thursday, player?
Prize Giving Friday.
Oh, Thursday. We gon' give it to you. We gon' give it to you. We gon' give it to you. Prize Giving Thursday. Woo! On point. All right, let's dish him out, Ari.
Okay, huge congratulations to our trivia troll winner of the week, Ty from Devonport.
Ty, you've got $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. Well done, player.
Okay, huge congratulations to Banjo from Rocky Cape for winning Song Snag.
Banjo, breakfast for two at Windows on Westella coming your way, player.
Word sandwich winner is Adam from Ulverston.
Adam, and Ari picks the winners, by the way, so it's not because your name's
them,
Adam.
I randomly select them. I don't choose them.
But it's not nothing to do with me and your name, Adam. But you got a savoury box from McCarthy's Bread Lounge. Well done, player.
And a huge happy birthday and congratulations for winning the birthday book prize, Brett Riley from Devonport.
Brett, $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties, player.
Get yourself a balloon.
Thanks, everyone, for playing this week. Thanks for all your phone calls. Love to hear from you. Love to chat to you. It's our favourite part, really.
We'll see you out and about over the weekend. I'm actually doing the Sea Shepherd clean-up on Saturday, and we're going to a silent disco Saturday night.
Yeah, so if you do see Ari out and about on the coast, ask her for one of them friends with benefits key tags.
I do. Always have them on
me. She keeps them on her person. Bye.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That was the show.
That was.
You're looking at the phone confused.
Yeah, I thought I had the phone.
It's people calling downstairs. It's not our lines.
Oh, wow, that's loud.
Sometimes it makes a bit of a ring noise for the downstairs lines. Yeah. It's probably someone calling Renna to have a go at her about our show.
I'm really sorry about my co-host.
Hey.
And my own host, me.
Yeah.
Me and my co-host.
Me.
Sorry about the co-host. Sorry about the show.
Who was the most recent one to get a complaint?
With my hand up. My bad. That was an accident.
My
it honestly
clear.
Was an accident.
My record is clear.
It is not.
From this week.
This week. Oh, bless. But honestly, I do apologise because that was a complete accident.
What's wrong? Read it out.
Oh, no, I can't read
it. No, read it out. What's it say, please?
You know how like this week Martin clogged the bathroom?
Yeah.
The men's bathroom. Mm-hmm. Well, then I was like, yesterday, I actually went to the mall to use the bathroom. Also saw Gemma there, who was also using the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, can't go here anymore, just in case. Now Renna has just sent me a message saying her tummy is rumbling. I don't know if I should.
Go on. Come on. You've started now.
I thought my rumbling tummy and toilets are finished this morning, but it's still going. Rip jellyfish if you can hear my suffering next door.
Because his office right next to that toilet. Ah.
Which is why I had to go all the way to the mall yesterday. It took me it was like an hour out of my day to get down there, find a car park, might I add.
Not only is his office right next to that toilet, but he faces directly where the porcelain bowl is on the other side of the wall. So someone, when you're sitting on the toilet, your back is against the wall.
And he looks
and his
directly
face
at that
is
wall.
Looking at the wall.
It's the most awkward. Yeah, he needs to move office,
yeah.
I think.
Bulldoze that office.
Yeah. Put some more bathrooms in. No, please don't. We don't need any more. There's a lot of toilet talk at our station.
The men could afford a new one, yeah.
No, I don't want to be the office next to that one.
Yeah, but
the whole reason
we need another one is so that we don't have to go to the one that Martin's been in.
Because I'm so close to the bathrooms anyway, I know everyone's toilet schedules. I know everyone's coffee orders and I know everyone's toilet
schedules.
What's
my schedule?
You wee a lot. That's what I know about your toilet schedule.
I haven't weed at all today.
Yeah, but usually you wee a lot, especially when you first started and you were doing the long lunch. You'd wee all the time.
Yeah.
You'd always walk down and go to the toilet to wee.
It's because I drank, when the show started, I drank lots of water and coffee and stuff as the show started. So then the wees would start with that, simple science.
Yeah.
But it was unfortunate because Martin's schedule was right before
9 and 12.
Yeah, so hit 12. So I would need to go at 12 or I'd be like busting on the air for the long lunch.
Yeah, Zach's also about 8:40 or 50 on a Monday.
Is he?
Sometimes a Friday.
But I don't have a set time. Is that what you're saying?
No, I just know that you wee a lot.
Well, yeah. I drink a lot of water. It's good for you.
Yeah, it's good for you.
So sue me.
I'm not going to sue you. Anyway.
Let's go. We've got to get ready for this staff party.
Oh, bring it on. Are you so ready to eat so much food? Are we looking at the menu? Should we pre-order? Are we going to go there for appetizers?
We're getting there.
How early can you rock up and start ordering food is a real question.
Well, what time does it start? 7.
Does it not start till 7?
I think it's at 7, yeah.
No.
Well, 7's a normal time for people that aren't us.
Oh, that's...
What do you mean?
I'm going to go there at like 5.
Well, what happens if they don't have a table? Or do we have to pay before 7?
No, I'm putting it on the tab. Are you serious? Where does it say it starts at 7?
I thought it was in the invite. They sent an invite
out.
Oh,
is there an invite? What is it called? Christmas
party? There's a Google
party?
Event, and there's also was just an email, I think.
Updated staff Christmas party. Hang on. It doesn't see. I didn't even know it started at 7. 6, mate. 6. I was thinking everyone's going to be asleep.
All right, 6.
Start at 6. See you there at 5. 4 entrees. Like pre-entrees.
See you in there early.
Yeah, get there at 5. Have an entree before the entrees.
How are you getting there?
I don't know.
Because aren't you going out
That's
after?
A late, no, I'm not.
Oh, you're not?
No, we got to work tomorrow.
Yeah, I know that, but that's what I was trying to say to you.
Well, I can't get home. Is Lee Dixon going to drive me home?
Probably. Or Nath. He lives in Penguin.
Last time we got a lift with Nath, his car almost broke down. I literally thought we were going to die on the highway.
He's replaced the battery now, though.
Has he?
Yeah.
And he always leaves too early for me.
Yeah, but he was like, I don't know what he. I think he wanted to stay at my house because he wanted to send it, but
go to the post.
Yeah, but I was a little bit like, well, I don't know if I am, dude. I got to work.
Yeah, we've got to work.
But you were like, I don't care. It's what they get for booking an OB after the party.
All the girls can't go anymore.
Yeah, so send it Friday night or Saturday is what I'm saying this whole time.
Yeah, I think Friday afternoon at 3:30.
After the OB?
Mm.
Yeah. See, this makes more sense.
We're not sending it. We're just like responsibly having a knockoff drink.
No, that's what sending it means, responsibly.
Yeah, it's our new definition.
Of responsibly getting hammered.
No.
Thanks for listening. Responsibly, though, getting hammered.
No, you can't say responsibly and then getting hammered.
No, but it's responsibly getting hammered.
You can't responsibly get hammered. Once you're hammered, I'm pretty sure that's the definition of not drinking responsibly.
If you have a pint of water with every pint of beer, so 50 pints and 50 pints of water, that's responsible.
You would not last 50 pints of beer. Last time you had too many glasses of wine, you fell asleep at the table.
Yeah. I didn't eat, though.
Anyway. Not a problem tonight.
No.
That's why we're going to eat all the food.
That's not a problem
at
all.
Eat all the food and drink H2O.
See ya. Thanks for having a listen.